Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Essex said it might be time to fire Terrell Austin. My response to that is, who cares about Terrell Austin? There's a million Terrell Austins out there. Terrell Austin leaving is not going to make the defense better, because the defense is going to have that same common denominator, that one presence it's had the entire time, and that's Mike. And there's been a lot of discussion about how much better things would look if Flores was still here. I have a hard time believing that, because I don't think Mike would have left Brian Flores to his own devices unless the owner came in and said, well, this is really an interesting thing we're going to do here, Mike. We're going to pay you more, and we're going to ask you to do less. We're going to give you a big raise and a new contract, but you're going to keep Brian Flores as defensive coordinator. You're going to promote him from linebackers coach to coordinator, and you're going to give him carte blanche to do what he needs to do to run an effective defense. That would never happen. As Mike likes to say, you don't put that toothpaste back in the tube. They gave him this power. They're now not going to strip him of this power. And the casualty, the consequence of that, Chris, is that you, because of the stupidity of the Miami Dolphins firing Brian Flores and his feelings on the matter,
yeah,
he fell into your lap and you just frittered it away. They frittered it away because of the hubris of Mike Tomlin.
I think it's ego, though, too. I think it would be very hard for Mike Tomlin to have said, I haven't done a good enough job, this guy's better. Because you know Mike, on some level, resents, I would think to a degree, that LeBeau gets all the credit for the 08 team because he was still running it, because we knew that that was a condition of Mike taking the job, was this guy's the defensive coordinator, right?
Mm-hmm.
He runs his defense.
Yeah. We're not going to broke something that ain't broke. We're not going to fix something that ain't broken.
Right. So the last hurrah for Dick LeBeau was an ultimate, land with a thud situation. They lose to Tim Tebow. He's done after that. It's fully Mike's defense from 2012 on. As you talked about, put toothpaste back in the tube. Mike's not going to say, yeah, I've done a bad enough job that I need to give Brian Flores the keys here. Even though he laid out there, like, it's obvious Mike knows all the things Flores does that are good. He laid out this unbelievably compelling case for, like, why the guy is such a mastermind. And it bothers me that he won't just say, yeah, I want that guy on my coaching staff. And it's like, I might intervene here from time to time, right? Like, if I really want something and he's, like, butting heads with me, I'm the head coach, I win, I'm going to let him do his thing. Like, that part of it bugs me from Mike's perspective.
And I don't feel like they stole ideas from him. I don't even think they really tapped into some of those ideas that he was laying out while he was here. That's my other frustration. He's here, pick his brain, he's your employee, get his ideas, and then use the ideas, even when he's gone.
Right, do
and
his
they haven't
stuff.
Done that.
No, it was basically, we're throwing you a lifeline here. We know you should be on a coaching staff here or somewhere. come work for us, but you don't really get to do that much. It's chafed me since it happened. We had Bucko Dan ask this question of both of us. Knowing what we just said about Mike would not have let him just do his thing and get in the lab like a mad scientist and gone back to his more CEO posture as head coach. He said, do you even think Flores would have stayed if he was offered the defensive coordinator job? I think we answered it. If it was in name only, like Austin, I think Flores...
No, he would not have.
Well, Flores is way too smart to like and proud, and I think still has a bright enough future and is young enough in the NFL. He would have, I think, gone to Mike and said, yeah, I'll be your defensive coordinator. One thing, we are formalizing the fact that I call the defense.
Mike needs to arrive at that point on his own. He's not going to get pressured into it by the owner. The owner won't step
on
his toes that way.
I don't think it's ever
going to
happen.
I know. But you say that. I mean, Andy Reid in Kansas City has gone back and forth on, I'm going to call the plays. No, actually, I'm going to let Eric Bieniemy call the plays. Or I'm going to let Matt Nagy call the plays. Sometimes he does. Other times he does not. It's at his discretion. You know, he's at, and you know what else
he
does?
Do you think that's good for them, though?
I mean, it's worked. I would say yes.
Not right now, it's not working.
Well, I think right now their problem is that they just don't have good enough players. But I mean, overall, I think for the vast majority of his career, the body of work with Andy Reid would say it has. But the point I was going to make there with that is you at least know it's very transparent who's doing what. Andy Reid comes out and says, hey, this year I've decided I'm going to give up play calling duties. Mm-hmm. Or maybe he's given them up and it's not working and he comes out and says, I'm going to take over play calling duties. Here, it's like this verboten thing where Mike never comes out and says what he's doing. And so what we have to lean on are the insiders who are around the team or the people, firsthand accounts like Keith Butler, how they explain after the fact what went on,
yeah,
who have to tell us how it works. Mike doesn't even, he's got no pressure from his bosses to say, no, this is your defense. Tell people it's your defense. Tell people you design it. Tell people how it works on game day.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to me that he's never been forced to, in his own words, to explain to people how that works. He demands accountability. We don't even need, technically, if we just took his word on things, we wouldn't know who to give the credit or the blame to for their defense.
Do you think that that's more his desire to have it that way or Art Rooney likes it that way? It feels like that's
been... I think it's him because we know who calls the plays on offense.
I know, but even on the other... Just to use it as an example, like that it's an organizational-wide thing. Do you remember how torturous it was to try to get to the bottom of... Does Ben Roethlisberger not want a quarterback sneak, or does Todd Haley not want to put his quarterback at risk? And
yeah,
that was also stupid in service of another guy's ego.
Yes, okay, but that's one thing because you don't want people to criticize your quarterback and say, oh, he's soft or whatever because he doesn't want a quarterback sneak. Who is this protecting? The Steelers doing it this way. Mike doesn't
want... does it matter if they call Ben soft? He's an all-time great quarterback. Who gives a rat's ass if they say he doesn't want a quarterback sneak? Can you believe this?
Well, but I can understand why Ben wouldn't want that out there.
Then,
and
I mean,
being respectful towards that.
Wouldn't you understand, even if you don't agree, like it frustrates you why Tomlin doesn't want it out there, why a defense that occasionally gets strafed, like how the sausage is made?
Why? He thinks the defense is good. He should want credit for it. He said the defense could do historic things. Wouldn't you want people to know that you're the guy that's behind the historic defense?
I'm not so sure. But then he gets in week one, he doesn't even really see cause to give Justin Fields much of a mention, and they almost beat the Steelers and put 32 points on the board. Like, I think he even can see with his eyes
Kevin
that it isn't been all-time great.
Kevin in New Jersey asking Jerry Dulac this question today. At what point will Terrell Austin be considered the Matt Canada of defensive coordinators? Canada was terrible, but he also had very little to work with. Austin has a freaking Ferrari and can't get it out of first gear. It's time to find a defensive coordinator who can do the job. Dulac's response, they have a DC. Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, I just...
Everybody who's over there knows it. But he won't ever come out and say it.
What would happen if somebody, this is not me doing the, hey, I'm advocating that if you cover the team and you're asking questions, because I know neither of us are in there, you are like once every 2 years when you travel to a game. I'm not saying go use your question and then maybe have them be all mad and you can't write stories because they won't give you anything. What would happen if somebody said, Mike, Terrell Austin's the defensive coordinator. Routinely it is posited that you call the defense. Who calls the defense? What would happen? Or just yes or no question, Mike, do you call the Steelers' defense during games?
Yeah, I wonder what he would do. in that situation, what he would say. He'd probably say it's a collective effort
or something
stupid.
Would he say
like
something
that.
Like, you just want to get me on the record here. I'm not telling you. He loved that one after what? What was that, after week one?
I don't know what he would
week
say.
Week two?
Here is Lou in Staten Island. Hello, Lou.
Hey, boys. You know, I had to call in considering this topic. you know what? Let's give him credit on that record. But you know what? That's just one thing out of so many other things that he does wrong, all right? But I didn't know his record was that in one-score games. Let's give him credit on that.
He's the best coach in NFL history in one-score games, which is insane because I think of Mike Tomlin and think game management blunders and mistakes in big spots. And in close games, he wins them more than anybody else ever at a higher clip.
Okay, but that's not a high priority as far as I'm concerned on his overall coaching skills. I look at much more specific things than that. Clock management, you know, challenges, timeout usage.
Sure, but the bottom line is that he's overcoming those things and still winning a lot of close games, or you would think those critical decisions would cost him games. Lou?
Yes, but Andrew, I've been calling the radio, you know how long. I've never said he sucked.
Yeah.
What I said was, and I still say it, and I will turn out to be right, the most overrated coach in the history of professional sports, not just football. Okay?
Yeah.
Now listen to me. This is I just pulled this up while you guys had me on hold. This is nuts. This is our current defense. Listen to these stats. Total defense 28th, scoring defense 25th, passing defense 26th, rushing defense 27th, third down conversion rate 29th, missed tackle rate worst 32nd, yards after missed tackles third worst, and a first downs allowed dead last 32nd. So he's the guy, like we all know, running the defense. And one thing nobody's brought up, this is something too that's been driving me crazy. Listen to this. Right now, Mike Munchak is working for the Rams as some, you know, a superficial title. He's doing nothing out there. We have three first-round picks on our offensive line, and they're one of our Achilles heels. Can somebody pick up the phone and get this man back on the team and pay him what he wants?
I agree with that. Does it hearten you at all that the Ravens defense is somehow worse than the Steelers and they're 1-2?
Look at who we've played. We've played three teams that have a below average offense. They're trying to play against the Lions, who are loaded all over the field. Those stats will even out as the season goes on. If you think that the Steelers defense, as we're currently playing, will be better than the Ravens at the end of the year, unfortunately, Andrew, you're going to be wrong.
I don't know about that. Thanks, Lou. I think the Steelers' defense can be and will probably be better than the Ravens' defense. It's just
Matabuke's out for the year.
It's just what's the gap and difference between the Steelers' offense and the Ravens' offense.
And I think still that the gap there is precipitous or considerable. I mean, the best thing you can say to try to undercut the Ravens' offense right now is, well, there's two things. The thing you like to say, Lamar will never win in the playoffs. That's one of those, fine, we can all agree on it till we see it happen. And then when it does happen, you have to ditch that. It's that Derrick Henry suddenly is toting the ball like Ramondre Stevens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I thought he did a successful job of it the first time around, to be quite honest with you. His willingness to learn is a really attractive component of Coach Flores. We had some awesome discussions during our time together. He certainly has opinions, schematic opinions, strategic opinions, personnel opinions, but his openness to differing thoughts or viewpoints, I think, is a weapon for him as a coach. And so I think that's why you see them do a wide variety of things schematically. I think it first starts with an attitude or an openness to new things or to learning and discovery.
You know, the other thing that Mike Tomlin should have been kind of called out on is, all right, you're saying Brian Flores has this big menu and he's able to do so many different things. They've got a bunch of new players in their defense this year. They got new corners. They got new defensive linemen in Minnesota. And they don't have the same problems that are plaguing the Steelers. Third and long, second and long. They can't get stops in those advantageous for the defense situations. I had somebody come up to me today and said, oh, you know, it was the great maintenance guy. I got to get his name. There's a dude here, our maintenance man in this building, who we should have on the air sometimes. He's got big takes.
Oh, every time I see him walking in, I know who you're. I always forget his name.
That's my guy.
But well, he always comes in a great mood and he sees you. He's like, hey, what's up, Chris? What's up, Mulsey? And he always wants to talk shop. And he's got huge opinions.
And his take today was, I'd rather try to stop a team on third and two than third and 10 right now with this defense.
Wow.
Because third and 10, they're going to pass the ball, and if they can get rid of it, not get sacked, there's probably going to be something that goes wrong with our secondary and linebackers, and they're not going to be on the same page, and they're not going to know who's defending who, and someone's going to get open, and there's going to be a big play.
I'd rather they think they can run it and maybe get stopped than the alternative. The ultimate irony really is Tomlin talking about how open to new things and to changing, you know, like Flores is, right?
Yep.
Just that he's got this malleable, very open-minded approach despite having the reputation as a very hard-ass mentality kind of guy. It's all the stuff we don't really see from Mike. It's all the characteristics from Mike, that closed-mindedness, it seems, stubbornness with his approach, dogged belief that his scheme is going to work if the players execute it. He's saying all these, it's like, yes, dude, you're right about all those things. Have you considered applying them to yourself?
Jeff, I believe, was on a roll today at the press conference and asked Mike at the end why they can't stop teams on third and long.
You know, they had a really good plan, as I mentioned earlier, in a myriad of ways. We're somewhat limited with some of our schematics due to obvious circumstances. I expect us to continually work and get better in some of those spaces.
What were the obvious circumstances that had them limited in schematics in New England? Jabril Peppers playing? Somebody new? Brandon Echols has been here the whole time, all training camp and preseason. Same thing with Slay. He wasn't born yesterday. Same thing with Ramsey. And then just, their plan was better than ours?
Let's give their plan credit? I think that's for a guy who's been tenured as long as he has, they're spending as much money as they are. He has the reputation he does around the league, regardless of what we think of Mike here. I think the thing I hate hearing the most, unless he's going up against Andy Reid or Sean McVay, who ironically, you know, he goes into LA a couple years ago and beats Sean McVay, right? The thing that kills me is I don't want to hear that their plan's better than yours. You're getting paid $17 million a year, and they're spending for you $160 million on your side of the ball for their plans offensively each week, the opponent, to not matter. Because you're like, how often do you realistically think, at the height of Brady and Belichick, or even at the height of Mahomes and Reed, somebody, you know, Andy Reid, they finally lose a game, right? And he goes, wow, you got to give credit to those guys. Their plan was so good. No, dude. That's why you're Andy Reid and he's Patrick Mahomes, et cetera, et cetera, because the plan shouldn't matter. I hate that from him.
Let's say that New England's plan was better. It's not just plans or X's and O's that win games. You have more talent on defense than the Patriots have on offense.
Well, the other thing, that's true, definitely, and I think his talent won out on the fourth down play that won the game.
And in the game overall, only giving up 14
sure.
points. But that doesn't explain giving up so many second and longs and third and long
no,
plays.
No, it doesn't. The other thing about this, too, when you look at like his when he's talking about the plan, what did I say to you Monday or yesterday? I said, didn't it feel like when I was making the argument that it was a feel-bad win, like McDaniels, who's been around for a million years, figured him out in real time? They get two bad drives to start the game. They have a turnover and a punt than the Patriots do. And other than, obviously, turnovers, which matter, they're moving the ball consistently finding answers consistently.
Teams are going to keep doing that crossing route stuff until they figure out a way to stop it, and three games in, they have not. Here is Greg in Wilkinsburg. Hello, Greg.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hey, I have a question regarding Mike and his defensive coordinator role. For whatever reason, anytime I'm watching the game and they take a shot of him on the sideline, he doesn't have any kind of book or list of plays. He doesn't have a mic in his ear. He doesn't seem to be calling plays. He's just standing there with his arms folded and not like the offensive coordinator, not like the other defensive coordinators I see in other teams. I'm not sure how he's the defensive coordinator during the game, I guess, is the way to say it.
He's got the headset on, and he can hear what Terrell Austin's saying, and my presumption is Pony maybe could answer this on a finer point level. I'm pretty sure if Terrell Austin calls a defense or says something that Mike doesn't want, Mike immediately countermands
him.
Greg,
I would also rebuttal you with this. Have you ever seen what defensive play sheets look like compared to offensive play sheets? They're much smaller.
No, of course not.
They're way smaller, even for defensive coordinators. Like, I don't think he needs to have the sheet in front of him necessarily. He's probably memorized them all. He knows them. They've been his plays for almost 20 years. He probably doesn't need to have that. Like, an offensive coordinator has, you know, maybe 100 to 150 things on there. I've seen some of them. It's not as complicated on defense. So I don't think he needs that necessarily.
Did you just see a defensive play sheet when you were coaching Pitt for the spring game?
No, because they wanted me to specialize in offense for that game because I told them that's where my...
That's where your bread was buttered?
Yeah.
I still have
my play sheet from that game.
I think I do too.
I was going to frame it if we won, but we lost and got screwed by the refs, and I'm still bitter about that.
A very funny admission from me on that one. I got very paranoid somehow that if I left that play sheet out, which is obviously just a spring game sheet,
yeah.
If somebody came over who was connected to any other school, they'd be like, oh, wait, these are Pitt's plays. Got to take pictures and send them to somebody.
Like a West Virginia fan
yeah,
or
like
something
I got,
like that?
I got Tomlin on Belichick week level paranoid about that.
Here is Rob in West Mifflin. Hello, Rob.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're good.
What's up, Rob?
Oh, man, that dude Isaac was going crazy about Detroit. Why ain't he calling up the week one? Yeah, that was crazy. But somebody just needs to tell Mike, man, you suck at calling defense, man. Period. Because, like...
Well, there's only one guy with the power to tell him that, Rob. That's the problem. And that guy spends most of his public commentary on Mike saying how lucky he is as the owner to have him as the head coach. To Pony's point about no one's gonna give Mike an epiphany here other than Mike just himself realizing it.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, man. Two of the worst things that he did as a coach, man, so far the defensive side, one is definitely Flores, one. And then, you know, two, he should have never let Big Wobble get out of here neither, man. I'm not saying that, you know, he would have definitely helped with the run game. Then you had a chance to bring him back. You still did.
They made a decision. And nobody really questioned it at the time, but I did a little bit because the guy they picked had been more injury prone than Hargrave. They kept to it. They gave Tuitt the money instead of him, and they paid Tuitt and they paid Hayward, and they thought he was the guy that was more interchangeable and more disposable, and they were wrong about that. Thanks, Rob. And he went to San Francisco and Philadelphia, and he helped both of those teams win a lot. And now he's in Minnesota in the middle of their defensive line, anchoring that too. That was a hell of a third-round pick. He's another one of these guys. There's not a ton of them, but I would say in the last 15 years, three guys they picked in the middle rounds who were good here but were better elsewhere, mm-hmm. Emmanuel Sanders, Hargrave, and then I would say to a lesser extent, Mike Wallace. All guys they didn't give second contracts to.
Mm-hmm.
Wallace letting him walk paved the way for Antonio Brown, so I'm not going to really second guess that at all. But the other two were good picks who ended up, you know, better. And Craig Urbick's one of those guys too. Better, like
well, Craig Urbick never even stuck here.
Guys,
yeah,
guys who started and had good careers
mm-hmm.
in other places who absolutely should have gotten second contracts. But to me, I thought he was going to say after you're just we could say anything right now.
No,
Donnie,
there's a developing story. So it's a men's and women's event, and all parties are eligible for the big overall trophy. There is a nice lady named Marcy Smorey who is going absolutely bananas right now on the back nine.
So we might have prematurely celebrated
yes.
your win?
Because I asked Roundtree, who works for the West Penn Golf Association, neither of us, like, I had to ask him, and he had to go and check to see if all participants were eligible for the overall trophy, because the men's flight obviously has a lot more people playing in it. But apparently all participants are. And this Marcy looks like she's going to take this thing right out from under my nose.
You
boys.
Already did a victory lap and did like
I didn't
pump
think,
your fist.
Because, well, yeah, I didn't think.
And you've already proclaimed it one of the best days of your life.
I dropped the ball at the goal line here. I was like, Ocho, I was dropping the ball on the way in for a touchdown. And then they picked it up and took it back.
Now, does it mean anything if you win the men's side of this?
For the
for
this big fancy overall trophy? No. For this big overall trophy, no. I won my flight.
Look, here's what's going to happen. Marcy's going to crap the bed coming home.
No, she's not, man.
And Malzy's going to win because
she is bringing it.
Because what is it, Donnie?
It's the year of Malzy.
Exactly.
No, she's bringing it, man. She's coming all the way back.
Marcy's going to have like a something horrifying is going to happen to her.
She's sending one right into the drink on the last hole.
She's going to think about the way she blew this thing for the rest of her life, every day of her life. Because it's just been that year.
She almost can't screw this up at this point, though. Although the 17th hole has claimed a lot of victims today. I'm going to need something good to happen for me, which would be something bad for, I'm sure, a very nice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This lady named Marcy.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief that Mulsey won't pay any attention to because he's worrying about...
No, I'm locked in. I've resigned myself that I'm going to lose, that I prematurely celebrated. I didn't know the rules. It's okay. Won my flight. Feel good about that.
All right. It's Donnie's biggest football topic of the day, and it's brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don, what do you got cooked up today?
The Debrief, September 23, 2025. I was surprised earlier that Joe Starkey didn't break in during the Mike Tomlin press conference, because the biggest news in the NFL today is that Russell Wilson has been benched in favor of Jackson Dart. Dart will make his debut as a starter against the Chargers this weekend.
Couple things on this. Number one, we've got guys the Steelers lost in free agency, and we just assumed the Steelers were going to get comp picks for. And two of them have gone out this week. Najee Harris is done for the season. And now Russell Wilson goes to the bench. And I don't think he's coming back from the bench. I think unless he gets traded to a quarterback needy team, he's done this year. And if he's done, that means you're not going to get a comp pick for him, and you're not going to get a comp pick for Najee. So that really leaves Dan Moore, who is starting in Tennessee, and Justin Fields in New York. Also, who else am I missing? Dante Jackson in L.A. Yep. with the Chargers, I think.
Yep.
So there's three guys. You know, we thought the Steelers were going to get like a record-breaking number of picks back. That's no longer the case.
No, it is not.
You couple that with the lack of development from the college quarterbacks, and there's also news there. John Mateer now at Oklahoma is going to miss at least a month with a broken hand.
Yep.
So that big reservoir of good-looking college quarterbacks continues to dry up. It looks like you're going to have fewer picks. I'm starting to think there's a decent chance the Steelers don't take their next franchise quarterback with the draft here in April, even though you know the Rooneys want to make that splash and have that be like the signature moment in hosting the draft and having it back here in Pittsburgh. The serendipity of that. We get the draft and we just set the course for our franchise for the next 20 years by picking our next guy.
Yep.
That continues to look like it's going to be a more difficult proposition with every day, and this Russell Wilson move, I think, just compounds that by the Giants just saying the heck with it. It's a dead end with this guy. Jackson Dart played his ass off in the preseason. Let's see if it translates. And the last point on that is, if Jackson Dart is really good,
It's going to make him look
bad. There's going to be questions about why the Steelers didn't take him when supposedly they had a first-round grade on him. Supposedly.
Must not have been that good of a first-round grade. What would they have had on Harmon at that point? Like a top five grade?
Yes, they must have had on Harmon.
The Jalen Carter
Cam
grade.
Hayward 2.0, Chris Jones 2.0, somebody like that.
Yeah, I mean, it is not breaking their way, for sure. Sellers has still probably been of the guys getting ballyhooed that the passing numbers are good, but he'll be gone early. Nussmeier looks like whatever. Cade Klubnik stinks, and so does Clemson. God, are they stinky.
And he was complaining about Syracuse faking injuries in that game. How about, here's a good idea. Why don't you, I was going to say fake some good throws, but I don't know.
By the way, T's and P's to you as a Syracuse fan, and Jelly going down for the year sucks. I mean, they handed Clemson their lunch.
I have a question about two things with that, if you don't mind. Just indulge me for a second.
Sure.
So I know who his rep is. You know, all these college players now have
agents
who help them with everything, NIL, et cetera.
Yes.
And I wanted to send him a note. Do you think that that's lame?
Yes, definitely.
Why? You don't think he wants encouraging feedback right now?
I just kind of think it is lame. That's
why?
All.
I want to say to him, hey, man, like, you made me very proud as an alum, and I wish you the best of luck with your recovery process, and I can't wait to watch you play next year.
I mean, it's just not something I would do, so I guess I can't say it's lame. I just would not do that.
What do you think of that,
Donnie? Has the guy ever met you? Does he know who you are? Any of that? He's new to Syracuse.
I think it's cool when, like, complete strangers reach out and have kind, uplifting, thoughtful things to say about you. I know in my past, when people have done that for me, I've found it to be very considerate and kind.
Yeah, why not?
Send them a candy gram. Just go all the way here.
Candy gram?
How about a cameo? You like getting those.
Oh, what if you sent him a cameo? Who would be Steve Angeli's, like... You got to find out who his, like, favorite actor is or something.
Adam Sandler was just on the Syracuse campus. They should have him do it. He was there for a show and then, like, played pickleball and pick up basketball at their facilities. Did you know that, Don? And Kevin
Probably
James
one of the best players on the court.
Oh, he's hooping. He was...
Sandler's actually pretty good,
Sandler
man.
Sandler hoops, man.
He's great.
Sandler's got some, like,
he's like an
all, moves.
He's like an all-time pickup basketball facilitator.
He's got some
like,
Starkey game to
guard.
Him.
Well, the funniest thing about him by a mile, wouldn't you agree, Donnie, in pickup hoops, is half the time you see him playing in these clips, he's wearing a gigantic, like, 4XL polo shirt,
shorts
past his knees, and then, like, unlaced Tim's.
He's got the Austin Bechtold short game.
He's just got, like, Tim's on. They have the tongues flapped way out. The fit is just atrocious for pickup basketball. And yet there he is just making the smart play time and time again.
One of the many reasons why Sandler's a king of kings. The guy's a baller. See, Starkey's more of a catch and shoot.
Yeah, but I'm saying they'd make a dynamic duo.
Oh, they'd make a great team.
Oh,
because if Sandler finds him open, and he will, slick passer,
he's gonna
Joe's just standing there.
He's also going to put the ball right in the shooting pocket so Joe doesn't have to catch it and reload. That thing's catch, Joe's feet are set, it's going
I
up.
Really think Joe should do what this 58-year-old guy is doing in college football. And walk on as a 60-year-old man at Teal College or somewhere like that, and then write a book about it.
Oh my
about how
God,
he went back to
great.
College, played a year of college basketball as a 60-year-old, and write an entire book about it. And I think it would be a New York Times bestseller.
Well, Joe's a terrific writer.
That's what I'm saying.
What would he call it?
A Season on the Brink, and
I
then
was,
in parentheses
of
death.
But I was thinking, yeah. Hoop Dreams Deferred. Holy, no, what if he just called it Holy Bird Milk? It was this great sports book that didn't do any sales because no one knew what it was about. You couldn't promote it. Here to promote his book, Holy
That's
Bird
not true.
Milk.
If word got out that he was a 60-year-old walk-on,
even if
like,
the, yeah, if
Good
the book
Morning
had the,
America
yeah.
would be coming here to interview Joe.
If the book had the dumbest name ever, you're right. It would still be. They would be involved with it.
The other thing with Syracuse I almost did, and I told Chris this during the break, Donnie, was send Greg Olson a very, very, very nasty tweet on Saturday. And
oh, my God.
Cooler
goodness,
heads
yes.
prevailed there.
He was going after the orange.
You were heated that.
Well, Greg that. Olson mocked Fran Brown, their coach, for making them run laps after the UConn game and said it was performative. And I was going to send him a tweet with the final score of the Clemson game that said, hey, Greg, was this effing performative? But I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do
that. He was
that.
In the seventh floor crew, though, man. You don't want to mess with him.
What's that mean?
He was in that rap video Miami did way back when. He has quite a memorable verse.
Is that like their version of the Super Bowl shuffle?
Oh, no. It was a little more explicit than that. Wasn't exactly a family-friendly set of verses.
I miss those days of like teams feeling themselves and coming out with songs and raps and things like that. That's kind of gone by the wayside.
Yes, it has.
Where do we start here? Oh, yes, Russell Wilson. Man, what a fall for grace from him.
What about the Bengals taking a flyer on him in a trade? You mentioned
Imagine
that,
that revenge
before the
game.
Show. I mean, if you're the Giants, you don't want him on that roster. The toxic positivity.
I'd rather just keep Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis is a way better backup quarterback personality-wise. Jameis knows his time has passed, even though I think he probably has more left in the tank than Russ.
How about the fact that we mushed him? That we met him,
oh, yeah, our
and
dude
he hasn't
Nate,
won a game since.
Our dude, Nate, with just the all-time tweet, he just posted this. It was the quote tweet of me and you meeting Russ and Sierra from the
Boys and Girls Club
Boys
event.
And Girls Club event last December, and it just says Russell Wilson has not won a football game since this picture was taken.
Yeah, still one of the most awkward interactions of my entire life in sports.
Oh yeah, you tried. You gave it the old college try to get through to
Break
him.
Break the ice with that classic Pitt NC State game he played in.
Hello, yes. I also remember playing in that game.
I didn't know what to say back.
I was the quarterback. Well, the thing about him is he said that back to you and never even looked at you at any point in the response.
Yeah.
So it was very obvious that robotic Russ was in play at that point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.